When you finished high school, that was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
In Cincinnati, Ohio.
The other schools you've been to were all black.
Right.
Was this an integrated high school?
It was integrated high school. It was the first integrated school. I graduated in 1944. It was the first school that I'd ever attended that was integrated.
Was that a big adjustment for you?
Well, not for me, but, yeah, I guess it was. Come think about it, because I had some getting used to. Coming out of the country in a great big school where there were 500 and some graduates in my class, that was a great adjustment, because the building itself, you get lost in the building. I lived 20 blocks in walking distance. It was quite an adjustment because I never witnessed that many students. And then all of our teachers were white, even in that integrated school. That was a little different, too.
Would that have been your first time to experience prejudice?
You know, oddly enough, I did not experience any prejudice. Being a juvenile, I guess, myself, it just didn't. Even though you were with the white students and the white teachers, if they didn't make any difference to you, you didn't make any difference with them. It didn't bother me.
You also worked along the way. You worked even when you were in high school in Cincinnati.
Right. The Lord opened a way for me. My sister, who brought me out of the country to Cincinnati, she said, "Now, I can't take care of you, but I'll help. And you have to get a job." Oddly enough, I didn't mind that because I had been used to paying my own way, even out there in the country. What little money you made, you saved it and spent it profitably. But she sought to find me a job. She walked up and down there in the streets in Cincinnati, checking out places that had help wanted to see whether or not they would hire me. While I'm in school, she's out looking for me a job. She came within one block of where we were living, and in the grocery store there on the corner. It was owned by a German in a black community, and I think NAACP possibly was leaning on them. At least they ought to have some blacks in the stores that were in the community, some workers. So my sister went in there and approached the man, even though she didn't trade with him all the time. She went in there and told him, "I have a brother that has come to town and he needs a job. I'd like for you to hire him if you would." The man said, "What reason would you give that I should hire you, brother, sight unseen?" She said, "Well, one thing, he grew up in the country and he knows how to work." And of course, another point about it said, by growing up in a rural community, he's honest. So the man said, "Well, send him on up here." I went up there, and that same day, they had me ringing the cash register, stocking the shelves, and doing anything. And I worked there until I finished high school.
That would have been in the 40s.
It was in 43, 44.
Because you graduated in 44, yeah.